Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. In fact, I was supposed to have jury duty, but they didn't like me in the federal court building. So here I am. How about that one? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. That's what our show is like. It's also a cross between theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Wait till I tell you what happened in the courtroom. Oh, yeah. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. We also have life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You have no idea. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Do you remember what date I said we're getting the answer? October 5th. You're getting the answer for why I have a radio show. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, and that's for sure. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Hey, we've got this new thing, never done before on a show. It's called sound effects, and they're placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
How are you doing over here, Mr. King of the Wide Receivers? I mean, look, I know you landed Calvin Johnson,
That's right.
Calvin Johnson does not a season make.
I'll be honest with you, I could use a great running back or two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing with that one kicker of yours.
What are we doing? We're doing the league. We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Boy, boy, boy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million. Yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-611-30 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing for a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead, flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through, and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSLP 468-117.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. By the way, I just want to remind everybody, if you want to send an email, you can do so by sending it to davidspoon@kprz.com. On the phone with us on this wonderful day, our very own wise and not all-knowing, but certainly knowing quite a bit, Marty Schneider. Marty, are you there with us?
I'm here, David. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm recovering from yesterday being at federal jury duty, which I'm going to talk about in the like in the next hour. And it's boy, Marty, all I want to say is, oh, does this country need prayer? that's all I got.
I can't wait to hear the story around that one.
That's a classic. Now, folks, if you don't know about Marty and understand what he does and how he helps people plan for the future, you're not catching the big wave that's taking place. First of all, you can go to theretirementprofessor.com. You can also call Marty and talk to him at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526. And there's a few people that I've talked to that have as much of the overall knowledge of the picture as Marty does. So, Marty, I got a question for you. I know you got, there's a lot of things going on in the market. The market, I think, was up like 100 points, or I thought it was somewhere around that area. But I noticed something, a trend that articles are taking regarding finances, and that is people who are retiring are trying to come up with different ideas to stretch the money because some of the plans that they got in weren't that maybe productive or good or not producing the way that they thought. Is this something that you know, like that you have to help people with because they didn't really plan it out and they're kind of falling short for what they set up for retirement?
Yeah, it is a major issue, David, and a lot of families have struggled with that. You know, the retirement plans in the 401ks, either they underperformed or, you know, we went through some bad years like 2007 and 8 when the market, took a big hit. And if you had a 401k plan that was in stocks or mutual funds, you might have lost 35-40% of your retirement money. And if you were 62 years old at that time, it might have messed your plans up. So there's also a lot of fee issues in these plans. There's a big movement right now for these 401ks and IRAs to become a little bit more transparent so people really understand what they're paying for the services they're getting, which is a good thing. So all of these issues of risk and how much risk and when to bear it and when to scale it back as you approach retirement, all of that's part of the process of retirement planning. And my experience, honestly, David, is that most people are focused on their lives and their families and their church, and they just don't have all the information they need to make the best choices on their personal financial planning.
Marty, can I ask you a question? I've never asked you this before. You and I have never talked about this. I just kind of want to throw something at you. Is that okay?
Fire away.
How did you get into the retirement realm? How did you become like, well, now you got to plan for that? I mean, I can read in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 22:5, where David does extensive planning for the future and setting things up for Solomon, setting things up for his own end and so on. So how did you get to that place?
Great question, David. I had a personal family situation when I was quite a young man in my early 20s where I was involved in an estate as somebody that was to receive actually a rather small inheritance. But I saw that this was improperly planned and it was a mess and it had years of probate and fees and attorneys and it was just awful. It took almost 3 years to receive a $3,500 check. Now, of course, I was, 22 years old at that time, and I thought, gosh, that's all the money I'll ever need for the rest of my life. but didn't quite work that way. But it opened my eyes to, the whole area of planning and what the consequences are when there's not planning done. And that's really when I got involved in it. At that point in time, I was had a teaching credential. I had a special education degree, and I matriculated myself in the College for Financial Planning in Denver, and over a period of 3 years gained my certification as a CFP, as a Certified Financial Planner. And that was really the genesis of the launching of my financial and retirement planning career. As I've aged, David, and yes, sir, that has happened. but as I've aged, I've just found that my clientele has kind of aged along with me, and it became abundantly clear with 72 or 3 million baby boomers all approaching retirement that this vast wave of humanity was woefully underprepared for what was coming their way when they retire. So that's really when that niche really began to carve out for me, and I made that my little specialty area.
Now, you've helped, I mean, I know you don't have I don't want you to give me an exact number, but you've helped a lot of people. I mean, in your career, I mean, you've been involved in this for years. I mean, people do, you don't want to spill too many beans there as to how, I mean, I know that you and Noah, kind of shook hands. I get that part. But I'm just saying, you have helped, thousands of people really make a change in their lives, even if they've never known what to do. You've helped them make that first step, and that's really what a lot of people that hear our show, I want to make sure that they understand that it's not too late. Well, Dave, I'm 65. Get in there, go see Marty. It's never too late to come and see you and to change and make that first step, is it?
No, it isn't. And sometimes the changes, David, are just kind of little turns of the dial. They're not major overhauls. Sometimes it's, what I have found people kind of struggle with sometimes is just prioritizing between, all right, I want to pay off my debt, and I want to build the college reserve fund for my kids, and I want to tuck some money away for my retirement. And so they have all these goals that are good, solid goals. But the question then becomes, how do we prioritize these, and what's the most efficient and effective way to do that? And that's really, sometimes it's just a conversation. Sometimes it's setting people on the right track towards debt elimination plan. And sometimes it's investing retirement funds. So the needs are broad based, but you're so right. It's just, I really have a heart for people that aren't affluent, that really need to be careful with their money to make sure that they plan properly and have something for their future. Because those are the people, it's really this broad middle class of Americans that I think need the most help. The rich are going to be fine without me, probably. They'll stay
yeah,
rich.
Right.
And so it's that middle class, middle upper class that really needs some help with these issues.
Yeah. And I think what people need to recognize, and I think this is an important part of it, and the reason I asked you that question, and we never script this. People have no idea. This is just you and I just talking. I mean, this is every time we've done this. And I think people need to understand it's a trust level that must be overcome for step one. And I just feel that that's what people go through. They're like, okay, well, I'm going to call this guy and talk to him about my finances and tell him what I have and what I don't have, what I make and what I don't make and what I'm thinking. And it's like, yeah, you gotta have some confidence in some other people. Unless you are already an expert, you have to have confidence in other people. Isn't that beginning part really about the trust?
It really is. And I think, David, that really that's something that, you earn that trust as you relate to people and as you build relationships. And, you hope you're given a little grace on the front end and say, okay, we've got a referral to this guy and his name is Marty. He's been around a long time and he's worked with a lot of our KPRZ listeners. So let's just kind of see what he has to say. Or am I going to walk in the office and they're going to try and, sell me something I don't need, or those fears are all in play. So we just tell people, leave your checkbook home. There's nothing to buy. You're not going to be asked to spend any money. I'm not going to charge you a fee. I want to see if I can help, and if I can, I'll suggest the right path, or what I think is the right path. We'll discuss it and move on from there. But that first step is clearly a step of faith and a step of trust, and hopefully after that we can earn a full trust relationship.
Right. How long have you been with KPRZ? I mean, how what's the time frame?
You know, it's since 1992. So what is the, do the math for me, David.
That'd be 22 years.
Golly, yes, 22 years that I've been affiliated with KPRZ as a financial editor for the station, and it just doesn't seem possible that it's that long, but I look in the mirror, and the gray hairs looking back at me tell me it's true.
See, Marty, you should cut your hair short like I do, and then you can't tell. There's the key. There's the secret that I never tell anybody. Great job, Marty. Excellent material. Excellent responses. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, you got to call Marty. And just if you're going to put trust, how about somebody that's been with the station for over 20 years, helping thousands of people make decisions that are proper and appropriate and prepared? Call them at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. TheRetirementProfessor.com is his website. Thank you, Marty, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Bless you. We'll talk next week.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Wow. That was a great one because we just went into a whole bunch of different questions. I love doing that. All right, folks. We're going to take our break. Come back. We have a very special guest regarding the Sisters of the Poor. Oh, this is going to be wild stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Since 2008, Maranatha has been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets, as well as learning about the other biblical feasts from Leviticus chapter 23 that all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why do we choose to celebrate this Jewish holiday? I believe this specific holiday has some very significant applications and insight into God's eternal plan. The Lord is harvesting believers and patiently beckoning those who will follow Him until the fall feasts come. These fall feasts are to be fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus. And the first of these is the Feast of Trumpets. And this represents, I believe, the rapture of the church. While the Feast of Atonement represents the second coming, and the Feast of Tabernacles represents the kingdom age of the Lord, we want to celebrate as a church the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus himself said, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And we look forward to that day and welcome the return of our Lord.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
heat, unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I got to say, we've done several interviews with Marty, but I just really thought that was a great interview. Really showed a great part of him. He's just a great guy. Really enjoyed talking to him. All right, so let's also be aware this segment is brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Now, I've got to get back in touch with Eric and Ingrid. I was going to schedule them to come in, but as you may have heard, I had federal jury duty yesterday, and I'm actually on call for the entire month of September, and we're going to discuss the jury system. I can't discuss the case, but we're going to discuss the jury system and how yours truly was asked not to stay. They didn't want me there. Can you imagine not wanting me in a jury room or listening to a case? I mean, it's not like I made up my mind ahead of time. You know, I wouldn't do that. But my point is, they didn't want me there. I don't blame them. This segment, by the way, though, brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in different roofing classifications. And here's the deal. They're aware that every situation is different, and they approach every situation individually. It's not cookie-cutter stuff. That's not how they do it. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs, but they do it with all their heart. And that's the thing. If you have anything going on with a roof, and you have ever listened to this show, you have to call Excalibur Roofing. You have to talk to these people. They're the best at what they're doing. They're the best in spirit. You will love working with them. All their estimates are free. No messing around. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. Go there. Check it out. See what they do. Get a feel for it. You'll know. You call them. You talk to them. It doesn't cost to call them. And they'll work with you. And you'll see what great people they are. And you'll see why I brag about them. And I do. ExcaliburRoofing.com, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Okay. Well, I think we're running a little bit behind on the one guest, so I'm going to probably have to just tell you a little bit about the jury scenario. Do you want to know what happened at the jury scenario? I'm going to tell you that I've got this had this form that was sent to me in the mail by the federal government. I had to fill it out. I fill it out, and then I got selected as a federal juror. And there's many people that have done that, but I didn't know quite a bit about it. I've learned a lot in the last week or 2 weeks. You have to check in for throughout the entire month. So I'm from September 1st to October 3rd. So that's a long time, right? You call in, or if you don't call in, you can call in, or you can go to a website and you punch in the number they gave you and you punch in the zip code, and then you see if you have to report for jury duty. I mean, that's what it is. So the first thing that happened to me is I punched in from the beginning of the month all the way. Well, on Tuesday, for the first time, they said, "You've been selected. Come on down." So that meant that I had to be at the courthouse in downtown San Diego at 7:30 in the morning. Okay. Now, can we discuss that?
That should be a federal crime right there.
Can we? I mean, come on. Right? So, I mean, that's the worst thing in the world that can happen right there. Is I got to go downtown at 7:30 in the morning. Now, the reason that it's bad, folks, is not that the downtown itself. I don't know downtown. It's like going to L.A. So I'll go to L.A. going, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. I have no idea.
I'm just because I, you know, more like in the La Jolla, North County area. So it's like I don't get it. So I want to tell you a couple things that are really, really amazing. I decided, and I'm going to tell you one. This is really spiritual, and I'm not kidding. This is almost miraculous. But the backside of this story, the other half of the story, is not so miraculous. So I'm warning you now. Spiritual and then not spiritual. Okay? Kind of cool spiritual stuff and then not so cool spiritual stuff. Kind of working together. That's what happened. So I'm driving down the freeway, and I looked at the different directions, right, on how to get there, because you have to park at Horton Plaza or whatever is that they call that, and you have to park there. And I think I've been there once before, so I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I got the directions. I'm driving. As you can guess, during my prayer time, maybe in the very beginning of the prayer, maybe not as positive. Maybe not as like, oh, yay, jury duty. I'm just, okay. So what happened is I decided, now watch this. I decided to thank and not to tank. I decided I was going to try and have a good attitude. I knew that I could have a better attitude. As a Christian, I should have a better attitude because all things work together for good. The Lord causes that to happen, and I could have confidence in his faithfulness. I don't have to be afraid of that. And you think, oh, but it's jury duty. You're right. Now, you want to hear what happened? I thank the Lord. Lord, I thank you. You know, tell him I appreciate that he has confidence in me and that he'll help me and that we can spend the day together. And, you know, it doesn't matter where I am because he's with me. So I'm doing that type of thing. And then all of a sudden, the prayer time gets fuzzy. Now, you know I'm fuzzy, but that means fuzzy. It means like it's like almost like the reception in prayer, my communication with the Lord. It just got all like, you know, it was almost, I wouldn't say it was, maybe confused is the wrong word. It got jumbled.
It's like, discombobulated.
Yeah, that's a perfect word. Discombobulated. Hey, good job. That's a perfect word. And I noticed as I'm looking around, because I'm concentrating, trying to concentrate on the Lord and driving, because I don't know if you know that, but you should be praying when you're driving. So instead of texting, you should be praying. And I noticed that I was on the wrong freeway, going the wrong direction. Now, you know, that could have been a real problem. But it turns out that when I noticed it, I was within about a quarter mile of the right freeway to get on to be exactly where I needed to be. So I noticed it just before the freeway exited into another freeway. So by the grace of God, I went from one freeway to another, and it took me straight. For some reason, I took kind of a different path, and it took me straight to downtown, straight to the end of 63, and then I just went to F Street, made a right-hand turn, and there I was at Horton Plaza. I was like, wow, that was so easy. Now listen to this, because this is the really cool part. Now, again, I don't know anything about downtown. Like, I've been to one game, and I don't understand the parking and so on and so forth. So I get in there. I pull into Horton's Plaza, all right, off of F Street. I think it's F Street. Yeah, it's F Street. It's at the end of F Street, right? I pull my car in, and I get into a parking lot. You know, like it's the parking lot at Horton's Plaza, and I decide to go up a ramp and pull into a spot. How weird is this, right? I'm thinking, what am I doing? And I'm sitting there thinking in my brain, what am I doing while I'm doing it? I pull in. And there's this lady in a truck about two spots away. And I'm like, huh. And so I roll my window down and I go, by any chance, are you here for like the court thing? You know, I thought that was pretty good English. And she looked at me and she goes, yeah. I said, oh. I said, well, do you know where you're going? Because I don't. I mean, I'm clueless. And it turns out this is a young lady, and she's been to court since she's 18. She's like 24, 25. She's been there like four times. And so this is the first time she had to do federal, but she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, why don't you just park, you know, turn your car off, follow me, and I'll take you right through it, and we'll get right there. I'm like, and I'm sitting there thanking God in the back of my mind. Thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, I would have been out there, you know, asking anybody, even a guy with a sign, where's the courtyard? I mean, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what to do. And it's like I would. And she, it was almost like God led me to her. And it was like he's leading me by the hand because he knows I'm going to lose my mind if somebody doesn't direct me into where I'm supposed to go. She got me right to the courtroom, right to the thing, right in there. instantly. And she goes, oh, now you come over here and fill this out. Then she's showing me how to fill out my little time card for the federal government. And then she goes, then you walk back over here. And I was just praising God that he had intervened in the driving, because I was going to go the wrong direction off the wrong freeway, and he stopped me a quarter mile before that, and in the arrival. And then it was, you know, it wasn't like she was an angel, but it was like the Lord used her to kind of like go this way, and this way. So then I'm getting in the courtroom, and I'm praying, and man, was my prayer on fire. I mean, I'm praying. I mean, I don't really care what people think. I might have looked like I was standing there holding my hands in the air. Somebody might have thought I was losing my mind, but I don't care. I'm praying, I don't care. And I was just so overwhelmed by the presence of the Lord. It was so great. That was the great part of this whole jury experience. Isn't that awesome? It was almost like the grace of God came in. Here's the thing. After this break, I'm going to tell you the other half of the story, because that's the first half. The first half, oh, very spiritual, very cool. The second half, not so spiritual, not so cool. That's kind of how that works. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for D.D. Dolphin, a 10,000-word, 5-day, 15-minutes-a-day read-aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 D.D. Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DDDolphin.com.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to tell you this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends, Tom and Brittany. By the way, they're supposed to come in the studio tomorrow, so we're going to have a good time talking to them. But remember, Brittany's pregnant, so we don't know what's happening. Okay, I got to find out. Anyway, Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated and has been for over 20 years. They do not use subcontractors. They do not use other people, third parties, doing their material. They are 100% committed to bringing you an unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. They want to have long-term relationships with the people they do business with, but the most important part is they can help you lower your electric bill. So here's what I want you to think of. Here, imagine this right now. Three $100 bills. Now you're going to take those and you're going to rip them up. That's very painful, but that's what it is when you're paying $300 for your electric bill. Okay, but through Current Solar Contracting, imagine just taking a 20 out and ripping it up. Isn't that much less painful? So that's the image I want you to have in your mind. If you get involved with Current Solar Contracting, they'll do a free analysis of your house and figure out whether it works for you or not. And if it works, instead of paying $300 a month, you could be paying $20 a month. That's a big difference. That's a car payment. That's pretty large. Here's what you do. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. You can also go to which stands for San Diego, currentsd.com. Okay. So if you've been listening earlier on, you heard that we were talking about my jury experience, federal jury experience. I'm not really sure what title I can give this whole thing, other than glad to be on the radio today. That's the title I'm giving it. So the idea there is that I had to go there, and by the grace of God, I didn't miss the freeway, and by the grace of God, I ended up parking right next to a person who totally understood what was going on and the system. She was able to get me through. And then I got into the jury room, and I had some time where I could pray, and so I was praying. I was in the back. You know, I'm not trying to be, you know, demonstrative or anything. And then I learned a few things about the jury element, and then I'll tell you what happened. So what happens when you have federal jury duty is you either have one of two things that you're called to. It's petite jury or it's grand jury, okay? It's one of them's called petite, and one's called grand. Now, the grand jury is the one you always hear about on the news. And if you are a person who is a juror on a grand jury, you are on call. You ready for this? You ready for how long you're on call? 18 months. A year and a half for a federal grand jury. That's how long. You ultimately decide which case you're going to take, but you can be on for that duration. Now, how long is that? Too long for anybody. A petite jury on the federal courts is 1 month, or basically they say 1 month, but mine's like 4.5 weeks. So it's like, okay, all right. So what it is you call in, like I told you, every day, find out if you're going to come in, you come in, come in. So I called on, or I went on the internet site and just kept putting in the number, starting September 1st. It goes from September 1st to October 3rd for me. And so they called me in. I get down there. I'm a juror. I'm in the jury pool, which is kind of an interesting term to use because it was kind of, you know, Well, we'll talk about how wet it was in a minute. And then the great thing about the federal government, though, you'll always be happy to hear this. It is so cold. They're using their air at 62. That's freezing. People have sweaters. I mean, it's cold because I think they don't want either the body odor to increase or they just want to keep people up because that's a very difficult thing to do is to keep people up. So what happens is they then take the group, and our group had about 40 people. Okay, now the room could seat about 250. So there was 40 of us, right? So it's like, you know, nice scattering. They call off 30 plus names. Not all, they're like 32 names. My name, second to last. So I'm like, oh, that's what I'm right. Robo producer went through that same process. I think he was called like last or just right at the end. So we walk over to this other building, and then they ask you, what they do is you sit down, and they have you sit in these seats when they all have numbers, and on the back of the numbers are these questions. So they go through, and they ask you questions, and you answer. You take the microphone, you pass it person to person to person to person, and you have to read from the questionnaire. So some of the questions were, so like, what's your name? Where are you from? And it's funny because some people not really get it in what's going on because you're only supposed to give your city and your state. And one guy's up there going, 11369. You know, he's giving the whole thing. And, you know, no, we don't need to know that. I mean, it's kind of funny. And so we get to the process and it's my turn to share. And that's always the unique part because you're sitting there thinking, I got to be careful here because I am a Christian conservative talk show host who has no problem airing my opinion. Listen, two Jews, three opinions. That's how it goes. So I'm sitting there and I'm reading through the thing. What is your profession? You know, Christian conservative talk show host. And the whole room is just like totally quiet. And then it's like people are glaring at me like I did something wrong. It's like, what? That's what I do. You know, kind of to. They ask about your wife's profession. I tell them that. And then they ask about your kids and what your kids do, which I thought was kind of strange. So I just decided to use that opportunity at that moment to say my eldest son is an opportunist looking for his next opportunity. Which I thought was a very funny line, okay? And so did most of the people in the court. I don't think the judge thought it was very funny. So maybe some of the tension building right there. We go through the whole process, and I've been involved in a case that involved attempted murder carjacking as a witness in my past. We'll talk about that some other time. So I had to kind of share about that. I had to talk about the different things. So the judge, at first kind of nice, but then kind of descends quickly, says, you know, you can't talk about this specifics in this case on your show. And I'm like, probably not at the top of my material list. I get it. And then she goes, until you're off. I'm like, okay, I understand. You know, I get that. Do you think that you can be impartial in regards to what? And I shot back and said, what any Christian should say, it's a folly to answer a matter before you hear it. That's what Proverbs says. I don't have to apologize for it. That's what the scripture says. So that's what I said. Okay. I think maybe that, again, maybe not the right foot to start this whole process taking place. And then what happens after they go through this process is they start, the defense attorney and then the prosecuting attorney, they ask you questions too. So they start to ask me questions from like first. They want to know, Mr. Talk Show Host Guy, Mr. Spoon, Juror 29. Yes. Well, do you feel that impartiality is something that you can achieve and reach? And I'm like, yes. And then I said yes fast. And I can be impartial. I can listen to a case. And the judge goes, hey, you got to let the person finish the question, which she was done with the question, by the way. So I thought that was kind of goofy. So I got a little irritated. I confess my sin. I got a little irritated with the judge. Kind of being mean. You're already taking time out of my day. I'm right here serving. You don't have to be mean about it. You're already getting paid 15,000 times more than I am. Just relax with that robe of yours, okay? You and that little hammer, okay? So I said to the judge, oh, okay. Can I speak now? And she goes, yes. And I said, now? And she goes, yeah. I go, now? Is now a time to speak? Now can I share? Just, at that point, I knew I was going to be kicked out of there relatively soon. That was a definite happening. And then the prosecuting or the defense attorney asked me this question. Mr. Spoon, do you then have opinions because you're a talk show host? Now, I'm not casting judgment or aspersions on anybody, but I'm starting to sense what's wrong with the system. If you're asking me in front of everybody else, does a talk show host have opinions? Perhaps this is a redundancy we could avoid. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. And as they're asking question after question, I'm kind of done with it, right? They don't want me. I'm one of those that they mark off early, go home kind of thing. I noticed something that really bugged me. And that was nobody, when the judge would ask a question to the whole group, nobody would say anything. So I'm already kind of out of there. But the judge asks, can everybody, is there any reason for you not to be impartial? And everybody doesn't, you know, no, we can all be impartial. And then the judge asks from a different point of view, is there any possibility you could have any preconceived ideas at all? When we come back, I'm going to finish this story so I can tell you what the group responded and what I thought the real trouble was in the jury system. So we're going to take our break right here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're gonna have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for. Love is
the power. The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th. Love is the power.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back.
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. If you've listened to the show at all today, we've been talking about my federal jury duty experience. We're not talking about the specifics of the case, because you're not allowed to, until the case is over. Which, by the way, the case was supposed to be a one-day case, so by now it's over. But I can't talk about the specifics, because one, I don't know them, because I didn't get selected. And two, we were talking about the spiritual part in the beginning of this story, and let's say the not spiritual part, because apparently if you're a Christian conservative talk show host on the radio, they don't, you're not thought of as, well, you're not well thought of. Maybe it's just the nicest way to put it.
Because you have opinions?
Yes. I don't know what opinion is, but I have one. That's my attitude about that whole process. Here's the thing, the one thing that I talked to my wife about that we talked about at length yesterday that bothered me. There's one thing that stuck out that was like really weird. When the judge asked everybody, does anybody have any biases or prejudices or preconceived notions or any of that stuff? And not one person wanted to respond. And you can see immediately that people were afraid to speak out.
Could you see it in their eyes?
Yeah, you could see all the people. You could see that people wanted to say something but didn't because they were in a group think moment. That was a group think process, and there's always in a group think, there's a need for conformity. And it's amazing because I do not believe that, I believe it would have been a lot better if the system would say, it's okay if you have that, we're not going to judge you, it doesn't go on your record, it doesn't make you a bad person, but we just want to get the best jurors that we can get for what we're doing. And I just think if they'd set it up different, but you could see people wanting to say something, and even the attorneys that were questioning people said, I noticed you sighed. I noticed you sat up straight. I mean, they would pull out all the body language for people to try and examine what's going on because they know people don't want to speak. Then, and I found this to be, and so, if there's an attorney listening, you can call and talk to me about it, but I just didn't quite understand it. Then one of the attorneys said, listen, it's a federal case. It was the federal government against an individual. And they said, if the government does not prove each and every facet, you have to, by rule of law, vote not guilty. Even if the government proves 9 out of 10, you can't vote guilty. And I was really glad for it. But this one lady goes, what? Like, what? Like, the guy does 9 things out of 10, and those 9 are all illegal, and then you kind of demonstrate that clearly, and the 10th one's fuzzy, and he's going to get off? And she's like, I have a problem with that. And it's like, good, because that's not really how we function in society. And it's, the truth is that if they, and I understand, well, that's the rule of law, and that's how they do it. Yeah, but the rule of law is the rule of man. And that doesn't necessitate that it's justice in and of itself, and it doesn't necessitate that it's correct. Now, keep in mind, we operate with the Supreme Court system, but years ago, hundreds of years ago, 150 years ago, the Supreme Court said, yes, that African-Americans were 3/5 people, not an actual person. Well, that was wrong. And that was the rule of law. And see, you can't just make that blanket statement. Well, that's what it is, and that's how the system goes. I know, but that's a flaw, and they should be able to recognize that and address it. As we do better in certain things, we should advance in these processes. But, dude, the groupthink was amazing. Nobody wanted to raise – it's like nobody wanted to hurt somebody else's feeling.
I don't know if you noticed this, but when I was there not too long ago, Dave, what I noticed is before people would answer, even if they did, they would look around to see if other people were going to speak up before they spoke up themselves.
Exactly right. That's exactly what happened. And I'll give you an idea, and I'll just use this as an illustration, and then you can draw your own conclusions, but I won't do the specifics. Imagine you were a firefighter for 30 years, and the case involves somebody who lit a fire, and they're charging him with arson. You gonna think you're gonna have some preconceived ideas in that process?
You betcha.
Okay. Well, even that person didn't raise their hands. Come on. You tell me you were a firefighter for 30 years, the dude lights a fire, they're charging him with arson, you're not going, hey, wait a second. You know, it's like, come on. And it's like, well, but see, this is why only God
should, only God will judge eternally, but only God is really the adequate judge of all judges. The reason that God is the judge of all judges is simply because he's the only one that has every single piece of knowledge that is necessary to make a righteous judgment. In other words, God is the only one that can make the best of all judgments. That's why we trust him as the ultimate judge in those cases, in the case of life. But I was amazed, because I think our system in the United States is the best system, but I was amazed because it felt to me more broken than I thought. And there's nothing against, you know, people who support it or attorneys or anything like that. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is there's a long way to go before we've got the system nailed down. This is not a nailed down system. So the groupthink was really unfortunate process. And this was the one element, I would say, for you and me and everybody else to assume there was no bias in any of those people. There's 33, 34 people. You're going to tell me not one person had a bias? Not one person had a preconceived notion? Not one person had a prejudice? Not one? That's amazing. That's just not true. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. So my experience, it might not be over, folks. I might get called in another day. They said probably not this week, but I still got till October 3rd. So if you hear a best of, you can know what's going on. But I promise I won't be there long because the judge knows who I am. And it's, you know, now it's a repeat. No, it's that guy. Don't let him in. He's the guy that keeps talking on the air. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to take our break here. Come back. We got some special guests coming on, a lot of cool things about to take place. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. And then we'll be coming right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.